On Thursdays, we read selections from our mail. We heard from several people regarding Jackie Northam's report on Northwest Airlines' decision to stop shipping baby chicks by mail. Joanna Moore raises laying hens and game birds in Farmingdale, Maine. Of the airline's complaint that it's a burden to provide the chicks with food and water, she writes, "Chicks absorb the embryonic sac into their bodies when they hatch. They can survive without food or drink for 2 to 3 days. That's why shipping live day-old chicks is feasible and has been feasible for so many generations." Objecting to our report by Howard Berkus about possible connections between Islamic extremists abroad and far right-wing movements in this country, Alan Shearer of Decatur, Illinois writes, "It's all speculation. You have no evidence. Have you just gone after a favorite easy target? Would you have done so if the purported perpetrators had been on the left or a minority, especially blacks?" Christy Tolliver of Magnolia, Delaware, enjoyed yesterday's broadcast about Parkersburg, Pennsylvania. She writes, "The nearly 4,000 people who died in New York City on September 11 were no different than the nearly 4,000 residents of Parkersburg, normal people doing normal everyday things during abnormal times. It really brings the lives, dreams, and ambitions of those lost in September closer to home. Thank you for showing that none of us is just a statistic." Mike Agranoff of Boonton Township, New Jersey, felt differently. "Did nothing happen today? Did world leaders take the day off and stay in bed?" he writes. "Were there no laws debated, no court cases adjudicated? Were there no moments of triumph in the face of adversity? Was the entire world so devoid of news that you had to fill 30 precious minutes of your program with blather about Parkersburg? I realize you call your program All Things Considered, but I imagine there were a whole lot of things more worthy of consideration and airtime than your piece on Parkersburg." Several listeners also wrote to complain about the satire on military tribunals included in last night's program. Typical of the responses we received is this from Clive Smith in Englewood, Colorado. "Your satire on a 19th-century British military tribunal in Afghanistan was, perhaps, the most tasteless piece I've ever heard on NPR. There is nothing funny about an Afghan man pleading for his life, especially in a region where soccer stadiums have been used for public executions. On a normal day, the best satire on NPR is the tortured, pretentious drivel that is the byproduct of your politically correct reporting style. I can only imagine that the political correctness officers had left for the holidays." Thanks to all for writing, whether with criticism or praise. Our email address is atc@npr.org. Please remember to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name, and give us a daytime telephone number. This is NPR, National Public Radio.